And Elizabeth McDerris Harper was born in 1919 in Buncombe County, North Carolina. Oil lamps lit small cabin homes in the early morning and the evening. People traveled by horse and buggy, grew and raised their food, and cooked everything on wood-burning stoves. They made their clothes and cleaned them on a washboard, drying them either outside or over the fireplace, the only heat source. Anne Elizabeth was my mama. She grew up in the mountains of Asheville with her parents. Her father was a farmer. Her mother was half Cherokee and half Blackfoot. Mama was number 11 out of 13 children. After her was Aunt Helen and Uncle Ralph the baby. Every morning they rode horses to the French Broad River to get to school. At the river, they'd get into a small boat and paddle across to the one-room schoolhouse. A single teacher taught first through eighth grades. Unbeknownst to them, crossing the French Broad River was really dangerous because none of them knew how to swim. Music was always in Mama's life. She loved to sing and dance. Grandma didn't mind singing as long as it was traditional hymns, but dancing was out of the question. So on a Friday or Saturday night, Mama's older brother John would set a ladder under her window and help her escape. By this time, Grandpa had moved the family to Burlington, and Mama was in her 20s. She, John, and his future wife would scurry off to Correct Time Inn, a square dance spot and bar. According to my uncle, Mama would glow. Maybe that's what caught Daddy's eye the summer of 1937. Leopold Robartis Harper played a lap steel guitar in a band at the inn. They fell in love, and in no time, a justice of the peace married them. They moved to Bennett, North Carolina. Mama helped Daddy raise chickens, hogs, milk cows, and there was always a vegetable garden. She was all about getting the work done first, before anything else. Daddy leaned on the side of taking time to enjoy yourself. He would sit on the front porch singing and playing his guitar while Mama worked in the garden. Bartis used to wear me out playing his guitar, she later told me. Plunk, 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 while I worked in the hot sun hoeing the garden. Daddy died when I was 4. I helped Mama in the garden, and she planted faith in me. She taught me how to can fruits and vegetables, to be polite, and always to be determined. When I complained and said, I can't do it, she'd remind me, can't never did do anything, but can does a whole lot. In 3rd grade, I sang I Love My Baby in the school talent contest.
I love my baby, my baby loves me.
She taught me how to stand before an audience, hand gestures to compliment the lyrics, and reminded me to bow at the end of the song. I nervously waited backstage with the other students for the winner's name to be called. I couldn't breathe. Then I heard, first place in tonight's talent contest is Doris Harper. I proudly took home $3 silver. My teens were turbulent as I experimented to find myself. Later, I married, had a child, and divorced. Times were hard, but Mama was always there, supporting and loving us and believing in me. Sometimes she'd come to the house, honk the horn, and yell out, get the kids and let's get hot dogs. We'd pile in a car and go to stands, $3 for $1. In 1974, I married again and started a traveling ministry with my husband. For years, I didn't see Mama, only able to visit through phone calls and letters. Then in 1996, I got an urgent call. Mama was very ill. I rushed home, and for the next 2 weeks, I brushed her hair, we laughed, and prayed. My last gift to her was Mama's song. I'd written it years before.
Oh, I can see Mama's sweet face smiling at me. The glimmering hope in her eyes for all the things she wants me to be. I know that I feel her time and time again. But she says, just keep on trying and be the best you can.
Although she was weak, she perked up and said, it's beautiful. That song's about me, isn't it? I smiled and nodded. A week later, she went home to be with the Lord. A mother's love is truly something special. It's limitless, forgiving, and a warm refuge. To all mothers, thank you for being our blessing.
I thank you, Mama.